From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdulaziz signed a nearly $110 billion agreement Saturday to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. Later on President Trump's first trip abroad, he will meet in Brussels with other leaders of the NATO member states. VOA's White House bureau chief Steve Herman takes a look ahead.
President Trump expressed a change of heart after meeting with NATO's Secretary General last month.
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
During the election campaign, Trump worried NATO members by pledging to take a nationalistic and isolationist world stance. But this ultimately was unrealistic, say some analysts.
He was pretty ill-informed previously. It's not clear how much better informed he is today.
Top advisors say Trump will carry that message to Brussels.
President Trump understands that America first does not mean America alone. To the contrary, prioritizing American interests means strengthening alliances and partnerships that help us extend our influence and improve the security of the American people.
But Trump is holding firm on one point, insisting all NATO members share the burden equitably by adhering to a previous pledge to contribute 2% of gross domestic product to their military budgets.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
You can follow President Trump's first trip abroad on our website, voanews.com, where stories are updated around the clock 24 hours a day. This is VOA. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke briefly after the $100 billion arms deal was signed in Saudi Arabia. He said the deal is meant to counter Iran's Milan influence in the region, but noted that there's more to do.
The elements of this declaration that was signed today, the Joint Strategic Vision, there are many, many elements. And there's a lot of work now to implement those elements and really put them into motion.
Tillerson said Trump's main focus on his visit to Saudi Arabia is pushing back on any threats posed by Iran. He said the series of both public and private meetings Trump is undertaking is meant to send a strong message to our common enemies. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State extremists have executed 19 civilians, including two children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There were few details, and there was no comment on the killing Saturday from U.S. officials. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors warfare in the country, said the killings occurred Friday between Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor. The observatory report said IS fighters also captured three anti-jihadist fighters in the raid, and their fate is unknown as of Saturday, but an unverified photograph appeared to show them about to be executed. At least 141 people were killed Friday during an attack on an airbase in southern Libya. A spokesman for General Khalifa's Haftar's Libyan National Army says most of those killed were soldiers. But the deaths also included civilians who worked at the airbase and others who were in the area. Spokesman Ahmad al-Mismari told AFP the attack on the Brak al-Shati airbase was carried out by a militia loyal to the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Tripoli. President Hassan Rouhani has been declared the winner of Iran's presidential election. With 57% of the vote, he has easily beat out his closest opponent, hardline cleric Ibrahim Raisi, who only won 38% of the votes cast. Massive voter turnout on Friday prompted election authorities to extend voting hours from 6 p.m. until midnight, with some voters standing in line for hours to cast their ballots. More than 60,000 polling stations operated in the country to serve Iran's 56 million registered voters. Rouhani banked his political future on Iran's landmark nuclear deal with the United States and other world powers, which led to their loosening of economic sanctions on Tehran. Rouhani has been criticized because the deal leaves in place sanctions on Iran's banking and financial services. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.